is a cute little story about the wind and the sun having a chat. As they do, I'm sure they do. And if you've heard this story, it's a bit like a good song. When you hear a great song, you listen to it over and over because it's such a great song. Well, this is such a great story. The wind and the sun were having a chat as they were watching a man walk along the road, and he was wearing a jacket, a big, lovely, I think it was a Giorgio Armani jacket. And the wind said, "Mr. Sun, I reckon that I can get that guy to get his jacket off quicker than you can." And the sun said, "Okay, let's have a bet. How much do you want to bet?" And I'm not sure whether the sun and the wind had a money bet or a food bet or a massage bet, or I often have a bet with my husband, and when I lose, I massage him and vice versa. So maybe it was one of those. Anyway, so they had a bet, and the challenge began. The wind blew really, really strong, and he blew stronger and stronger and stronger, because he believed that the harder he blew and the stronger he blew, then the man would take his jacket off, because he'd blow the jacket off. Well, guess what? The harder he blew, the more tightly the man pulled his jacket back on. The sun, however, came out with warmth and light, and he gently shone brightness on the man. And then a little bit more brightness and a little bit more warmth and a little bit more brightness. And of course, the man removed his jacket willingly. He picked up his pace and continued to walk happily along. Now, you know the story, but how often do you blow really hard to get your point across, to get your own way, to just because you've had a bad day, rather than thinking to yourself, how can I make this person feel fantastic, feel respected, feel special, and then perhaps I can ask them to do what I need them to do by being bright and shiny. You know, that's my philosophy, and I'm hoping, you know, I hate the word hoping because fat people hope to be thin and they never lose weight because they're only hoping to lose weight, and poor people hope to be rich and they never get rich because they're only hoping. So I'm not going to hope anything. What I'm going to believe is that you're really smart, you get the story, and next time you've given the opportunity to lose your temper, get cranky, lose your cool, yell and scream, blow, 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 you'll think to yourself, hey, if I really want to get my point across and I really want a great reputation and I really want to be respected, I'll keep my cool. I will not be aggressive. I will not be rude. I will treat this person with respect, with humbleness, with good manners, with compliments and praise. By the way, both ways will get your result. You'll yell and scream at people, you'll probably get stuff done. However, the reputation. Think of the reputation. Nobody wants to do business with somebody that loses their cool. Nobody trusts somebody that loses their cool, because you never know. Because often when you lose your cool, it's over something really little, like cars on the road or missing the bus or missing the plane or the bank queue or something. And people think, wow, if they lose their cool over something so little, imagine if something important came up. Nobody wants to do business with somebody. Nobody wants to hang out with somebody that cracks under pressure. And if you're cracking under the pressure of the sales assistant in the shop making a mistake with your credit card, then imagine what's going to happen if the bank makes a $1 million mistake with your account, which they do, by the way, and yelling at them isn't going to help either. Being humble and respectful will give you a superb reputation. People will want to do business with you because they know that under pressure, you are cool, calm and collected. People trust the folks that under pressure are cool, calm and collected. In a traffic accident, the person that's yelling and screaming, nobody pays attention to them because they think that they've had whiplash or they're there's something going on with their head from the accident. However, the person that is cool, calm and collected, people listen to, they trust and they respect. May we be the happiest, kindest, most humble, most respectful people in our world. Be the person that people can trust. Be the person that inspires other people to stay cool and calm under pressure. Be the brightest, sunniest person in your world, not the blowy one.